This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden will meet on the debate stage for the first time tonight in Cleveland. Millions of voters will get their first opportunity to compare the candidates' policies and personalities side by side on national television for 90 minutes just 5 weeks before Election Day. Jonathan Lemire is a White House reporter for the Associated Press, and he makes this prediction.
Not just for coronavirus purposes, I don't think the two candidates will have a handshake. We'll see if there's perhaps an elbow bump or just a nod between the two men. There's obviously no shortage of personal distaste in what's becoming an increasingly ugly campaign.
Meanwhile, continuing to fester is the October surprise that just couldn't wait until October. Sagar Magani has this.
The New York Times obtained years of tax return data the president's tried to keep private. They reveal he paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for office, and none in 10 of the previous 15 years, largely because he reported losing more money than he made.
It's totally fake news. Made up fake.
But for a man who chose Mogul as his Secret Service code name, the revelations could tarnish his self-cultivated image as a hugely successful businessman and threaten his standing among blue-collar voters. Biden's been highlighting his own middle-class upbringing while saying the president's lied to his working-class supporters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japan's new prime minister says he's determined to host the Tokyo Olympic Games next summer as proof that humanity has defeated the pandemic. The games this year were postponed because of the coronavirus, and there's widespread doubt about their future. Yoshihide Suga said in a recorded speech on Saturday at the United Nations General Assembly that he is determined to see they come off. This is